Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That one's drilled deep to right field. He has done it. Four home runs in a game. A three-run home run.
Thuggish, ruggish, bone. Kyle Schwarber had a four-homer, nine RBI night for the Philadelphia Phillies in a 19-4 skull thumping of the Atlanta Braves. It is the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score with me, Mark Grody, and him, Dan Weider of The Athletic. Dan and I collectively perform regularly the Take the North podcast as well. All right, here's Sizzle Chest, as well Peoria Matt said. I stole that from Peoria Matt, but I go deep. I still laugh, but I still can't get a breath when I listen to the Jerky Boys. When
Shut up!
Well, you want to sue me?
But why not?
Me?
Sue everybody.
The people you work for and handle, I probably will sue them too. What do you want to sue me for?
My wife is throwing up and you talk coupon?
All right, I tell you what, I start work tomorrow. Yeah, auto mechanic. I got 18 years. Yeah, I got all that stuff, tough guy. Kids listening right now, I promise you, you will love it.
Robbie's going to have a great time when he gets into the archives.
Right, and we're not even using half of the content because half of the content is unusable on terrestrial radio.
What a time
radio.
Capsule.
Oh, I still tell Alexa to play Jerky Boys.
Just while you're getting ready in the morning?
Yeah. So the Schwarbs, the thuggish ruggish, with a huge day yesterday. We're going to get into that here in just a second. But first, I've been anxious to talk about this as well, Dan. Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards will be at Sluggers today.
All right.
In Wrigleyville today from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock p.m. Stop by, see Gabe and Judson talking Bears and Cubs. Plus, check out the indoor batting cages only at Sluggers in Wrigleyville today from 2 to 6 on The Score. Have you ever whacked balls around in the at Sluggers?
It's been a minute, but yes. Once upon a time, yes. Right. Hey, what a place, right? Like,
no,
what
great.
A place.
Oh,
what
no,
a place.
It's great. It's
and
great.
It's one of the originals that's still there, right? Like, that's the hardest part for people our age to go into Wrigleyville and be like, man, like, this is still cool, but it ain't what it was.
Oh, the Ville has grown. It has expanded. Yeah, I still, like, every time I go, it's like, wow, it's this whole world. It's great, though. I like it. I mean, we all talk about the classics and what it was like in the 80s and the 90s.
Yum Yum Donuts used to be right here.
Exactly. Yum Yum Donuts. Oh, yes. But anyway, Schwarber, four homers, nine RBIs. He is the 21st Major League Baseball player to do that. A couple of names that came to mind for me that sparked like memories was Mike Schmidt, the former Phillies third baseman, Hall of Famer, obviously one of the best players ever. Phillies used to be in the Cubs division, so Schmidt would come rolling into Wrigley Field, you know, four times a year, whatever it was, and he did have a four-homer game against the Cubs in 1976. Now, I don't remember that because I was too young, but they always replayed that game. Do you remember that, Dan?
Every time that Mike Schmidt came, they replayed highlights of that. He had the healthy mustache.
And the
big swing, and there it went.
He kind of had a Tom Selleck look, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Like the mustache that works.
Yeah,
you know?
I like that.
I hated him back then, like I really did, but now I have a healthy appreciation for what he did. How about this one? This year, like four homer games, the one that really stands out, Eugenio Suarez.
Hey, you, Henio.
Yes. The Swore had a four-homer game this year. And then the one I remember, speaking of my parents and my mom, who's turning 80 today, I was at my parents' house. This was in the year 2002. I was watching the White Sox play baseball against the Seattle Mariners. I was just taking it in, and Mike Cameron hit four home runs against the White Sox.
And hey, you, Henio.
Spot on, Pat Hughes. Spot on, my friend. So Cameron did that. And of course, Cameron, a former White Sox player. So, you know, this is another whole topic, but talk about getting revenge against your old team, which every player in every sport wants to do. Cameron, four home runs that day.
Pretty nice day.
Yeah.
Pretty nice day. It feels good. I remember, did Mark Whitten hit four?
He did.
For some reason, I remember this.
Yeah, Whitten did with Cardinals?
Yeah. Look at that. So you remember that as well.
Come on, I'm in there.
This thing, I'm coming back to it for a third time. This whole concept of Schwarber having the opportunity to hit a fifth home run last night against a position player, Vidal Brujan. Cubs fans remember him.
Yeah.
Speedy young man.
Brujan.
And his previous two pitching appearances, he had given up home runs to Patrick Wisdom and Shohei Ohtani. So Schwarber gets up there last night with a legitimate chance. It said in this article I was reading that Brujan entered the night with a career ERA of 43.20. So what an opportunity for Schwarber that he ended up, I think he popped out on that last at bat.
The irony. Mark, the texture says, do you remember Bob Horner? Of course I remember Bob Horner.
Braves, curly hair.
I didn't write all these names down because I was afraid the audience wouldn't know who these guys were. But of course I remember Bob Horner. He played with the Bravos. He played with the Cardinals. I remember him playing third base for them.
He and Dale Murphy, I think, batted back-to-back
with the Braves?
Right? Yeah,
Dale Murphy, a two-time MVP, but not in the Hall of Fame. What's this, Brett Boomer? Who's Brett Boomer? Is there? Oh, maybe that. Somebody
says he's born in the 40s.
Well, Brett Boomer. Let me tell you about this guy. He was something really good with the picture moving really fast. He had four home runs. Look at him warming up in the back. 312-644-6767 is the number. So we talk about the Cubs a little bit. Also, we've got a couple calls. Do you want to take a couple calls or do you want to talk about the Cubs?
I have one more Schwarber question for you.
Of his
home runs. All time.
Yeah.
Which one is your favorite? Is it the one against the Pirates in the NL wildcard game in 2015 or the one, I think, the same month when he went to the top of the Budweiser sign
against the Cardinals. Yeah.
Which one do you like better?
It's the one in Pittsburgh because that was the beginning.
It's a moment, right? Like that we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of that. I feel like that is the game that actually won the Cubs the World Series.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know it was a year before that, but it was what unlocked
It
unlocked the experience that then allowed them to go into 2016 with the juice that they had.
When I'm needing my spirits raised, there's two audio clips that I listen to. It is the Schwarber home run, I was there in the booth with Pat and Ron. But I always listen to that to make me feel good. And then there was a Jonathan Toews game in Colorado before he was Jonathan Toews, and the Colorado announcers, he had a hat, maybe a couple. No, it was just this unbelievably sick move that he made in Colorado before the world knew him, and the Colorado Avalanche announcers were just like, this kid, oh my God, like they couldn't help themselves.
Yeah.
They were gushing like they were the home call of that. So, but to your point, the Schwarber home run in Pittsburgh was devastating.
Yeah. And a moment. Like, that's a legitimate moment in Cubs history that I think, you know, that whole game. Yeah, Arrieta pitching and Schwarber going long and that team arriving earlier than expected and then obviously being on the ride that they were on that ended that night in Cleveland or that morning in Cleveland.
It was that morning in Cleveland, that one morning in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Although 15 was, and they probably needed it, but they did get their asses kicked by
the Mets.
Come on out of there, Javi. Matt Harvey and Noah Syndergaard and those guys. Their pitching was just unbelievable in that series. Okay, I've decided we're going to take a couple of calls here because we've denied. Unfortunately, I hate when we run out of time and we leave somebody on hold. So 312-644-6767. We'll start with, it's Wayne. Wayne in West Lafayette. Wayno!
What's up, Wayne?
Happy holiday weekend, my brother.
Man. Hey. And Mr. Weeder, man, what a great day to talk to you guys, man.
Great to talk
Always
to you.
Great talking to you guys, man. You guys are the best.
Thank
you. You know, Grody, when you get the Grody show on there, it's going to be 10 on it. You know that, right?
Anyway. That's very demanding. If the Grody show has 10,
Grody's going 10, man. He's going sky high. But anyways, you're forgetting about Bellinger, man. He's making every Chicago team pay since he's been traded. What did he get? 3 against the Cubs, didn't he?
Yeah, sure, old belly. Yeah.
Oh, man, I miss him. Anyway, but I wanted to tell you, man, old Ben's going to outsmart that big new guy from Green Bay.
Parsons,
He's going to be out there. He's going to be out there spinning in the mud. He ain't going to know which way the ball's going by him. He's going to be out there spinning around. He's going to be dizzy. They're going to give him oxygen because his head's going to be spinning.
I like where Wayne's head's at. I like where your head's at, Wayne. We got to save this clip.
They're going to have to outspeed. They're going to have to outspeed him, and there's have people flying by him, catching the ball, and just burning him, making him feel like a fool.
Well, during Bears-Packers week, we'll have somebody on from Green Bay, and we'll ask him, hey, do you have your oxygen tank ready? Because Ben Johnson is a-coming.
You bet. You bet, guys. You bet.
And, Wayne.
I just want you guys to know I love you guys, man. You're the greatest, and I appreciate
love you, Wayne.
You guys do a great job, man.
God bless y'all. There's just so much love. Wayne, thank you so
have
much.
Have a great weekend, man.
Yeah. Wayne,
bye-bye, guys.
Wayne, thank you, buddy. Wayne makes everybody feel better. Let's go to Kevin on the Odyssey app. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
So, of course.
I would love to hear your opinion on this. When the Cubs ended up kind of dishing out everybody after this the World Series win, started trading everybody away and not signing everybody, looking back at that now, can you now say with Schwarber and how well he's doing, that's got to be one of the biggest misses in recent Cubs history? Because not only, if not Cubs history, because not only did look what he's doing and they could have kept him, they probably could have signed him to a steal of a contract back then and had him locked up, and look what he's doing now. So just wanted to get your point of view on if you think that will go down as one of the biggest misses in Cubs history.
Thanks, man. It's a great question. I think this we talked about this a little bit earlier. I'm going to say no, because I think that there is texture involved. I mean, we heard, I don't remember where I heard it, was maybe it was on the Molly and Haw show, where they played the cut of Theo Epstein saying that the offense is broken. I don't know if you guys remember. This is like that Theo would have these really long press conferences at the end of the season where he would sit there for an hour and allow reporters to ask any questions. And he was, talk about Ben Johnson
candid.
Transparency.
Yeah.
Yeah, candid, all that stuff. And he talked about and it was painful. It was very, like, what Theo Epstein put together with the Cubs worked until it didn't work anymore. Everything was including Kyle Schwarber. He was still a productive player, but even he, there was a fade, and it just felt collective. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have done that.
Offense broke.
These are important things to remember. And if people, like, if you do look at it, like, if Schwarber hit, like, he's going to have 50 home runs this year, obviously. And he might have, it's possible I could change my mind. Like, in 3 years, if he keeps on this, yeah, it'll go back. But I do think that we owe it to them and ourselves to give it the proper texture. The part that really looks bad, Dan, is the non-tender part, where they let Schwarber go for free.
Nothing in return.
Nada.
Right? Like the departure of Javi was heartbreaking at the time. In retrospect, you're like, okay, PCA's here, right? Like,
yeah.
That's the reason you make a deal like that, because you're able to get something that turns into what PCA has become. The Schwarber thing, I'll see your texture. I'll touch that texture and see what it feels like. But it's not like Schwarber's doing things now that you didn't know he was capable of doing. And so this is part of the problem I have even with the Cubs' recent current offensive struggles.
Mm-hmm.
It's DP up to somebody in the organization to press the right buttons to get guys back unlocked, right? And so even if the offense was broke, fix it. Like, have people within your organization that can help a guy get back on track, because it's not like we're watching Schwarber now and go, never saw that coming in a million years. You're like, no, he used to murder baseballs. He'd hit him into the the river in Pittsburgh. He'd hit him on top of the scoreboard at Wrigley. Like it was there, and it's your job as an organization to get the most out of those people, and I think they may have missed in that regard.
Right, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, that is all true, and they did, like, in terms of getting guys straight, again, just a little bit of texture. They did, like, they had John Maley was their hitting coach, who's back, by the way, now as their assistant hitting coach, to Dustin Kelly. But back then, you had Eric Hinsky, and that was in the World Series year. And then they started changing, like, they went through multiple hitting coaches. So they were trying to do something. They weren't firing the manager,
sure,
obviously.
Sure, sure.
So they were trying to do things, just to add that part as well.
That's fair.
But yeah, it's pretty hard to look at this. They called him Babe Effing Ruth, right? I think it was Spiegel who got that line from somebody, that when he was drafted, they're like, all these guys are coming in. Here comes Chris Bryant. Here comes Javier Baez, whomever else, Addison Russell. All these guys are coming. They were like, this is the guy, though. Like, get rid. This guy will thump a baseball. So to your point, they did know that he was capable of that.
Yes, and then they gave up on it too soon.
They did. Let's take a break here. It is the Raheemy and Harris Show. Mark Grody and Dan Weider are in. Halftime is coming up next. And there is the manager of the Chicago Cubs. I feel like he owes us. I feel like Craig Counsell should be on the score right now with you and me. And if Craig is listening right now, Craig, pick up the phone.
Challenge.
312-644-6767. When we return on halftime, we will tell you why on the score.